So Douglas fir pine cones. They're really distinctive, and the story I was told was about, it was a really cold, stormy night, and there was a wee mouse that was really struggling, really hungry, really cold, and this big Douglas fir tree said, "Come on in, get a bit of shelter, and climb into my pine cones. You can even have some of the seeds in there as well, because you're looking really hungry. So come on in, get cozy." And the wee mouse did, and it was great. So then he told all of his friends and family, who told all of their friends and family, told all of their friends and family. So then the next really cold spell, before the Douglas fir knew it, he had like thousands, hordes of mice all racing up the tree and climbing in, eating all of his seeds, and it was just too many. And he said, no, this is too much. And he snapped all his pine cones shut. And that's why when you look at a Douglas fir cone, it looks like it's got a wee back end of mouse with a wee tail and two little feet sticking out of all the different